Hi folks, Pilgrim Chris here, and this is a response to Graham, Black 73 Cat, and thanks Graham for your response to my boo. Interesting your boo, this idea of looking millions of years ahead to flee the Earth. What struck me about it was this thought that mankind, human beings, are going to be around for millions of years. I find that quite hard to imagine. Nothing to do with faith here, just evolutionary terms. We had the dinosaurs, they were wiped out. Well, actually, we've had six, I think, at last count, natural cataclysmic events on Earth that wiped out whatever life there was on Earth, almost to extinction. And the last one being, of course, that we think of as the age of the dinosaurs. And I can't imagine it's going to take millions of years before that happens again. Forget the sun burning out, forget the moon actually leaving its orbit, which will happen before the sun burns out, by the way. I mean, if we're talking natural disasters, the fact that the moon is drifting further and further away from Earth, that's going to be affecting us far sooner than the burning of the sun, burning out of the sun. Then this, of course, is the meteorites that are hurtling through space. What's interesting about the solar system is that most of the meteorites are pulled to the higher density planets and thereby missing Earth. That's incredible luck. Or design, whichever way you want to look at it. But what I'm saying here is natural disasters. We're due natural disaster. We're due a cataclysmic event within the next few thousand years. Now, if we haven't escaped the planet by then, I think we've got a problem. I don't think we've got an awful long time to think about colonising somewhere else. And I'm not sure that we could do that anyway. I mean, we're talking about we managed to get to the moon. Even that's in debate, though of course I'm not one of the conspiracy theorists there, but that was a long time ago, and what I find fascinating is that there's no concerted attempt by anybody really, any organisation or government, to actually go there again, to actually go further afield with manned craft. Because of course the problem isn't just about travelling at vast speeds, even travelling at light speed. I mean, to go to another sun is, you know, millions of light years away. So that means that if it's one light year away, travelling at light speed would take a year. So we've got to get human beings put into some sort of suspended animation for the journey. We've got to get humans to be able to get out of suspended animation at the other end of fully functioning. Their bodies have to be kept not only alive, but invigorated, their muscles have to be stimulated throughout that entire journey, otherwise they'll waste away. So many factors just to try and get off this planet in case it ends. I think we're looking too far ahead still. I think there's nothing wrong. I'm not saying we shouldn't be looking at other planets. I'm not saying we shouldn't be looking further out there. My point was that resources spent could be spent better at home. Let's get our humanity right. I mean, crikey, if we just went lock, stock and barrels to another planet today, we're only taking the crap of humanity with us. It's only going to start again. Whichever planet we now inhabit will just ruin, like we're ruining Earth. I think what we need to do, first and foremost, is get humanity living together in peace and harmony, goodwill to all men and all those cliches, or at least in some semblance of order, before we can even consider the possibility of going elsewhere. I mean, you know, just some thoughts there, Graham. Again, no problems at all. I see cancers as much as the next person. And I love looking out there. I love science. I've got no problems at all. It's just, what are we looking for? That's the thing. Are we looking just to escape doom on this planet? Because then the next planet will be doomed, and the next planet will be doomed. So we're planet hopping, if you like. Okay, we're planet hopping in millennia. And Who's to say that at some point we won't have the ability to do this? Wormholes or whatever could transport us through vast quantities of space very quickly. But I mean, we are in the realms of science fiction here, very, very much so. I think we take a lot for granted. I think we take science for granted a bit, the capabilities of humanity. We're barely capable to going to the moon, barely capable of getting to the moon. And it's not just about the ability to get there, it's the cost involved, the whole idea of why. And simply jumping on a ship, getting off at the other end, building a colony and everything else, and taking all the materials required to start that, finding out if it's worthy. I mean, even if we could get to the nearest life-supporting planet, and let's say that life-supporting planet happened to be a very, very close 100,000 light years away. That would take somebody 100,000 years travelling at light speed to get there. 100,000 years in some form of suspended animation, keeping the body alive, the brain active while it's sleeping so that doesn't vegetate, keeping the muscles alive, the bones, every physicality of a human being, waking up at the other end, seeing, oh, the planet is okay, coming all the way back to report it. Then sending out people all over again. We're talking millions of years of light travel each journey. Hundreds of thousands of years each journey. If we're in a rush to get off the planet, we can't ever rush to get off the planet, no matter what we do. Even with the best will in the world, even with the imagination of wormholes, it's not easy. It's never going to be easy, and it's certainly not going to be, even realistically, a long-term plan, in my opinion. Let's concentrate on home. Let's work out and let's accept the fact that humanity isn't going to be around forever. Nature doesn't work that way. We can't escape. We can't escape the natural forces. We can't escape evolution. Who's to say in 500,000 years, a million years, there are even going to be humans? We'll probably advance into something totally different. Who knows? Just some thoughts. Cheers for everything. As always, take care. Have a great day. Bye now.